3. Meeting arrangements.
会议安排。
2. Talking with the boss.
Listen to the conversation and choose the correct option.
Miss Hansen, the monthly executive committee meeting is scheduled for next week. Were the participants notified?
Yes, sir. I consulted the bylaws a few weeks ago, and I've given the committee members informal notice of the meeting, either by telephone or by memo.
Have you consulted with the committee chairman? In addition, do you know that a current meeting file is kept?
Yes, I know.
A folder is made for each meeting. All the papers to be discussed should be put into this folder. There are also copies of the notices of the meeting, a list of members of the group, drafts of resolutions, if any, and the minutes of the last meeting.
Of course, sir. All these are done, and the agenda is prepared. The items on the agenda should include the chairman's report, approval of last meeting's minutes, department reports, new business, and adjournment.
I see. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
3. Talking with a participant. Listen to the conversation and fill in the blanks.
Good morning. This is Rachel Day from Europe Events.
Good morning. Daniel Black. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I'm phoning about the marketing conference. I'd like to check some details.
Sure. Go ahead.
So, the conference will be held from September the 25th to 27th. There will be 3 delegates from your company, and all of them will require accommodation for 2 nights.
Yes, that sounds right. And are you going to be in the hotel at the time of the conference?
No, I'll be at another conference then. One of my colleagues will be waiting for you at the hotel when you arrive. I'll be able to give you the name of your contact person in a few days.
Great. Thanks.
That's all right.
5. Meeting etiquette. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Meetings are generally conducted to gain new business, expand existing business, or clarify existing business situations. Meetings play a predominant role in business communication. Business meetings require certain principles to be followed to be effective and successful. The subject to be discussed, the participants, the venue, time allotted for the meeting, etc., must be decided well in advance. Only those people who are directly related to the matter to be discussed should be invited. On the other hand, if the meeting is a general one, which requires the presence of everyone in the organization, the details of the same must be informed through the intranet. The time and venue must be flexible so as to incorporate the convenience of other participants. Once finalized, the agenda of the meeting must be circulated amongst the participants. On the day of the meeting, make sure to be present on time. Introduce the members present if they do not know one another. Start the meeting at the designated time. Maintenance of eye contact with the members present is a must. Time must be allotted for the others to speak. If the meeting is long, breaks should be permitted. Never take calls or check mails when the meeting is in progress. If the meeting is a virtual one, ensure that voices are intelligible and then follow the above-mentioned etiquette. Take measures to avoid discussions on controversial topics, as these will result in unnecessary tension. Never interrupt when another person is making her speech. Make it a point never to raise your voice during the course of the meeting. If business meetings are conducted over breakfast, lunch or dinner, the basic etiquette differs. Call for breakfast meetings only on urgent matters. Always make them brief. If it is a lunch, spend some time on small talk until the main course is placed. Avoid dinner meetings if possible, as most people prefer to spend evenings on personal matters after long hours spent in the office. 6. Seating arrangements for meetings. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Business seating arrangements inevitably have a sense of etiquette attached to them. However, understanding the dynamics of business meetings means that with carefully planned business seating arrangements, you can actually cleverly manipulate the meeting in the direction of your desired outcome. Things to consider: the number of people attending and whether the meeting is formal or informal will often dictate the style of table and the way in which you seat your guests. Other things to consider include whether there will be a high-level manager at the meeting, and if it's only really going to be that person who will be doing the majority of the talking, or whether you're looking for more involvement and interaction among all of those who are present at the meeting. Using round tables. Round tables are far better if you're looking to troubleshoot a problem or for encouraging all attendees to have input, as the nature of a round table doesn't imply any form of leader or head in terms of its importance. So it is far more conducive to these types of meetings. Using rectangular tables. Sitting at the head of a rectangular table implies a position of power. So, if you want to avoid giving that impression, sit at the side of a rectangular table, which will give more of an impression that you are open to negotiations and interaction. Where you expect conflict. If you are chairing a meeting of a group of people where you expect there may be two or three people who are all opposed to something you need to discuss, a good way of solving the situation somewhat is to seat them all on the same side of the table and a few spaces away from each other. Good etiquette is of paramount importance when it comes to seating arrangements in business. Done incorrectly, it can not only have the opposite effect to what you desire, but you can seriously put people's noses out of joint too.
New words.
Attire.
Stripe.
Shin.
Minimalism.
Tailored.
Run.
Bracelet.
Notify.
Schedule.
Bylaws.
Resolution.
Agenda.
Delegate.
Accommodation.
Colleague.
Inform.
Attendee.
Speaker.
Projector.
Quotation.
Predominant.
Venue.
Allot.
Intranet.
Incorporate.
Finalize.
Intelligible.
Controversial.
Manipulate.
Troubleshoot.
Conducive.
Paramount.
Blueprint.
Quorum.
Feasibility.
Portable.
Antenna.
Adjournment.
Attachment.